Okay, it's time for me to do another one of these Eclipse Series capsule reviews. This is Eclipse Series 6, Carlos Saura's Flamenco Trilogy. These are three films from Spain in the 1980s. Blood Wedding from 1981, Carmen from 1983, El Amor Brujo from 1986, that's translated as Love the Magician. They're all three films very deeply rooted in the Spanish tradition of flamenco. We think about the dance, the guitar, the body language, the posturing, the whole cultural expression. I'm not going to try to pass myself off as some kind of expert on flamenco, but I do hold these films in very high regard from having reviewed them years ago, both as individual film reviews in like 2010, 2011, 2012. Also did a podcast episode quite a few years ago. So it's been a while since I revisited them, but they still live pretty vividly in my imagination. So let's take a look at what we've got here. The first film, Blood Wedding, is 71 minutes long. It starts off kind of as a rehearsal and then kind of gets into the enactment of this music and dance, kind of this performance, an adaptation of poet, playwright Federico Garcia Lorca's tale of passionate revenge. And yeah, passion, revenge, betrayal, all those hot and heavy emotions come through very vividly, very movingly, very effective in how they present themselves. And of course, they engage the viewer through that kind of multi-sensory display of music, of dance, of costume, of set design. So this is the one that's really a nice kind of short introduction, like I say, just a little bit over an hour. And you really get to know the dancers as they're warming up, getting in motion, and then continuing and concluding the performance. It gets a little bit more elaborate, a little bit more involved with Carmen here. Of course, Carmen is a very famous story about a beautiful, tempestuous woman who is highly desired by men of all walks and ranks of life, but she doesn't really want to surrender herself to any man. And of course, she's that unobtainable object of desire, jealousy and revenge, and ultimately, you know, murder take place kind of orbiting around this beautiful woman. And in the story, we have kind of blending over from the central concept of the story, the opera of Carmen. And this is Bizet's opera, the French composer, but it's done in a flamenco style. So the orchestration is replaced with guitars. It's really beautifully done. But then you also have kind of a rivalry that develops in the casting and in the performance as they're getting ready. There's two women who want the lead role. Only one of them can get it. And fireworks ensue. And speaking of fireworks, this one here is probably the most visually spectacular, but it's also a very straightforward presentation of a ballet by, Manuel de Falla. It's a gypsy ballet is how they describe it on the back of the case here. And I would just say, look up videos for video clips of these films, and I think you'll be pretty delighted by what you see. And even if you're not, even if you think, oh, this is just dance on film, I've seen that kind of stuff before, maybe it's not your thing. Like, I'm not especially enthusiastic or drawn to this type of movie, but once you get into it, these three films really will kind of set you back and make a pretty strong impression. I feel confident in saying that. Now, the tricky thing here is, though, this box set has been out of print for quite a few years, I think since 2010. So that's like, 15 years since it's been only available on the secondary market. Back in that year, 2010, the Studio Canal kind of pulled the rights from Criterion, sold them over to Lionsgate. Lionsgate started this thing that was going to be called the Studio Canal Collection, kind of a rival with Criterion. They did like Contempt, and they did Ron, and they did a few others, a Third Man. Actually, they took the Third Man and released their own Blu-ray. But they didn't have the resources or the attention to detail or, frankly, the dedication that Criterion has to restoring and putting out the best possible editions. And so that line fizzled out pretty quickly. I've got a few of those discs around here, but I'm not going to bother showing them to you at the moment. But this set went out of print, and for many years it was the only Eclipse series that you couldn't easily pick up. Quite a few of them have gone out of print since then. I think they just sold off all their supply that they printed in the first run and decided not to reprint them and make them available once more. But here's the good news. In her article from August 6th of this year, Imogen Sarah Smith, who's going to be the new curator of the Eclipse series, indicated that this is one of the sets that they've already committed to bringing back in a Blu-ray upgrade. So these films will be available probably not until 2026, unless they decide to release the set in December. We already know the Criterion lineup through the end of November, and one of which is going to be the Abbas Kiarostami Eclipse Series 47. So I would say this is probably a likely candidate for early 2026, and I will be super happy to see these films upgraded to high definition. They look pretty good on the DVDs, but of course, you're not going to get the same full radiance and all the color and all the, the definition that you really want to get these films in their optimal presentation, I should say. So yes, Carlos Saura's Flamenco Trilogy is an easy one for me to recommend and say, check it out. I look forward to seeing these films more readily available. Carlos Saura is a director that I think you really want to get acquainted with if you're not familiar with his work already. And this is a great introduction to his excellent skills as a film director.